Hey, good morning, everyone. We are going to do something a little different this morning. Start off with a little bit of music from Joe Woody, the boys of the road crew this morning. Had a chance to visit last week with Don King of the road crew and his family. They stopped through.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Little bit of music here. We want to set the tone. We'll be talking road trips. Of course, we usually talk road trips. That's what we do here. Sharing America's story and inspiring road trips by telling people where to go. We had a little bit of a issue midweek. So you're stuck with just me this morning. I had a cancellation fella that I had today. It was going to be came up a little sick with some treatments, so we're going to do this a little bit different today. Miss Maggie, all the way from East Lansing, and Nolan, it's always good to have you here with us. Hopefully, next week, I'm waiting to hear a response back. We're going to be talking to Dr. Lindsay Baker next week. He is going to be one of the guest speakers at the Miles of Possibility Conference. I had the privilege of meeting Dr. Baker a couple years ago. He is working on a book about Route 66 restaurants and past, present. And what's interesting about Mr. Baker, one among many things, is that one of his primary modes of transportation for the last 40 years or so, on even his road trips along Route 66, is a 1929 Ford Woody wagon. And he says he's always had that as a backup vehicle almost since he were married. And he says a lot of times when his new vehicles won't start, he can always depend on the Model A Ford. So I'm hoping for confirmation here real soon from Dr. Baker. We'll get that going. We're still trying to coordinate with Needles, California, trying to get those folks on board here, trying to get their schedule with mine. They want to do this as a live program, so we'll either have to get them up here or we'll have to get down to Needles, California, and that's just not going to happen right away. We're going to talk road trips, great things to see and do. And this, even though I had a cancellation this morning, I try to see these things as from an optimistic standpoint. I get quite a backup of mail, email and notes, Facebook Messenger, even some snail mail I get occasionally. And I really try to respond to everyone, but this is an opportunity because some of these questions people ask are pertinent to people just in general looking to plan road trips. Microbreweries, well, God bless. We have got three, believe it or not, downtown, one block off Route 66 on Beale Street. We have three award-winning microbreweries. I get asked which is my favorite. It's an apples and oranges. But I'll tell you, one of the things, Blackbridge Brewery down here is a small kind of, I guess they call it a nano brewery. But they've got something special there. They've got a non-alcoholic ginger soda made from a very old recipe. And on a warm summer day, or just a good day in general, man, I'll tell you, that stuff is absolutely habit-forming. Absolutely delicious. There's quite a few microbreweries. Mud Shark Brewery down in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. They're an award-winning brewery. They just took a silver medal for their Honey Lager, Buzz Honey Lager. And it's the first in a series of beers, even though Lake Havasu is a few miles off Route 66, about 20 miles off Route 66, Mud Shark has launched this beer as Route 66. It's the first in their Centennial, Route 66 Centennial Beer Collection. And the honey used in this comes from Kingman and Oatman, Arizona on Route 66. And it's now available at several locations along Route 66, including the historic Sportsman's Bar here in Kingman that opened in 1906 as the Palace Saloon. We've got this set up today for call-ins, if you'd like to call in or just type in a message and I'll try to respond here. Here's one for you that really surprises me. I get this, I'm going to guess that I get, I receive this in the emails or notes or messages at least five times a year. Somebody will ask me where there's a nudist colony on Route 66. And I got to tell you, I don't know. If you happen to know of a nudist colony on Route 66, please let me know. I'll pass the information along. That's all I can tell you on that. And like I say, please feel free to chime in at any time with call in or type in this morning. We're guest free. It's so you're the star of the show today, my friends. We're going to talk about these road trips and adventures. Nudist colonies, I can't answer that one for you. And we're taking the road. Our sons and his wife are going to be moving into our house for a little bit. And we're heading east for the Miles of Possibility Conference in October. And if you're along Route 66 and like to meet up for a cup of coffee or something, drop me a note. I'll try to respond as quickly. Out in the hot desert somewhere. Rocky, that, you know, I sure hope so. But I'll tell you, years ago when I was writing for Old Cars Weekly with Brad Bowling, I got a note from him. This is back in the 90s. And he says, I have an odd request. He says, he was the editor at Old Cars Weekly. He says, I need a journalist that wants to cover a car show and can judiciously take photographs. His words, not mine. Apparently up near Osceola, Wisconsin, they were doing an all-nude car show. Don't know how that works with black vinyl seats. But anyhow, we're way off topic now. But we're heading east, and it's going to be a typical busman's holiday. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to spend a lot of time doing what I enjoy doing most, which is, visiting with people. And, frustration. But we'll make the best of it. We're going to be making stops in Moriarty, New Mexico. It's going to be a great stop. We're going to stop by and see Beth Hilburn at the Highway Cafe near Vinita, Oklahoma. Vinita is really a special little town on Route 66. They have two wonderful old cafes. Beth Hilburn's and her family do a great job there at the Highway Cafe. And then down the road is Spit and a Hop is Clanton's Cafe. They've been in business, one family owned, since late 1920s. And they're Barry Cobbler with a cup of coffee. Boy, I tell you what, that is first rate. Absolutely first rate. Anyway, we're going to be stopping there at the Highway Cafe. I'll be doing a little lunch presentation for a tour group from Australia. Dale Butel's outfit will be stopping there. And we're going to tie into them with lunch. Got to stop there in Springfield, Missouri, and then Cuba, Missouri. We're going to be stopping also at Docks, just off 66 in Girard, down in the square. I have not been there yet, but I have talked to Casey Claypool quite a lot. I'm eager to see what she's done with the place. This is really neat. This was a pharmacy in continuous operation from roughly the 1870s. Until, about 2018. And apparently, old advertising, signage, old inventory in the store, they just simply move it upstairs. It became quite a museum. Well, she's preserved a lot of that. And they had a soda fountain there, and she's expanded on that, made the pharmacy into a little restaurant. So I'm eager to talk with her. I haven't worked out the program schedule while I'm on the road, but I'll keep you posted, keep you updated on that. And of course, you can find the schedule as well as archived programs on our website, jimhinckleysamerica.com. The return trip, that's going to be kind of crazy. I've got stops in St. Louis. I just received a notice. I got an opportunity to visit with our good friend Nick Adam at the Ariston Cafe in Litchfield, Illinois. Nick sold the Ariston a few years ago, but his father started that restaurant in the 1920s, and Nick's become a pretty good friend of ours. We always enjoy seeing Nick. He finally retired after about age 83, 84. He decided to hang things up a bit and volunteers works across the street at the Route 66 Museum. Let's see. Questions. Okay. You mentioned the desert there, Rocky. I've got questions here about a great desert museum. I don't think you can beat the museum in Goffs, California, along the old section of Route 66. It's really extensive. Indoor, outdoor display. It's about the only thing in Goffs, to be honest. And that even makes it more surprising. It's in the old Goffs schoolhouse. It was restored by Dennis Casaber some years ago. Something I've always wanted to do out there in the desert is follow the old Mojave Road. Has anybody ever followed the Mojave Road out there? Yeah, it was a Native American trade route. And then it became a primary corridor across the Mojave Desert until the railroad was completed. And I understand it's everything I've read, people I've talked to, it's a wonderful four-wheel drive adventure, 2 or 3 days across the Mojave Desert. It's on my to-do list. Probably not this winter, but coming up soon. And the other one I'd like to do, I've been talking to some folks that's been doing this lately with dirt bikes. I'd like to take the Jeep out, is the Tonopah Tidewater Railroad. From Ludlow, California, up into Nevada, the old gold ghost towns up in the Nevada. You know, when you travel Route 66, Ludlow, it gets short shift. There's not much left there besides the Ludlow Cafe and the Ludlow Motel. And Nolan stayed there at the Ludlow Motel. I have not. But, you know, if you just at the cafe for a little bit of a side trip, drive south back towards the railroad tracks. And there, you'll see a sign that says Main Street. There's absolutely nothing there, but it would surprise you. There's sidewalks and stairs that lead to nothing. But 110 years ago, plus or minus a few years, Ludlow was quite a boom town. You had traffic on the National Old Trails Road, the Arrowhead Highway, and it was a major junction for the railroad, as the mainline railroad, as well as the Tonopah Tidewater Railroad. Granite Valley. I'm not familiar with Granite Valley, Rocky. Maybe you can fill me in on that one. We'll post updates from the road. Of course, on Instagram, we have our series of Decade with Jim. We're up to day like 1099. I posted daily post, and I'm always surprised that people find that of interest. But that's just me. Other questions. Great restaurants in Pasadena. I got a couple for you that I think you'd like. Nolan sent me a note, but he said it's an anonymous tip, so I won't go into details. How's that for anonymous? I'll just say, I wonder how he knew that. Anyway, restaurants, Pasadena. We lost a couple of them during COVID, but the Haider Baba in Pasadena is really in a neat place. It is an authentic Persian cafe. It's on Colorado Boulevard, and it's just to the west of the Saga Motor Hotel. And Saga, of course, is a real classic there in Pasadena, dating to the 1950s. It is a stereotypical 1950s California motel, complete with swimming pool and towering palm trees. It's such an original time capsule. They film a lot of TV shows and movies and different things there. That's my recommendation for good food in Pasadena. It's one of my favorites when I stop there for dinner. You know, there's not a good way. I'm going through some questions here. There's really not a good way to follow Route 66 through LA without traffic. And interestingly enough, people were complaining about traffic in Los Angeles and downtown in the 1920s. It's just the nature of things. But I have found, like, from Pasadena, you can get downtown LA into the historic theater district relatively easy, even on the Arroyo Seco Parkway. If you do it early Sunday morning, the parking downtown 7th and Broadway down in that area is pretty empty. And it's one of my great places to go that I'm glad it survived COVID. Grand Central Market. Has anybody been to Grand Central Market on 7th and Broadway? Grand Central Market, like say, dates to 1917. They have quite an extensive display of neon, some guy, almost 100 years of neon. But any kind of food or beverage you can remotely imagine from anywhere in the world, I think is available there at the Grand Central Market. Ah, okay, Granite Valley above Quartzsite, Arizona. Well, you've got my attention on that one, Rocky. I haven't been down to Quartzsite in a bit. It's been quite a few years since I've been down around Quartzsite. I'm overdue for that visit. The whole LA area is tough. It just traffic is something you got to deal with, and all the big cities. But I'll tell you, I'm really surprised and kind of saddened, to be honest, that so many Route 66 enthusiasts skip the cities. Chicago, St. Louis, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Albuquerque, Los Angeles metro area. And I understand the reasons. I joke about it, but it's only a half-hearted joke. I have a problem with any place with more than three stoplights. But you really do yourself a disservice by not taking time to explore some of these places in the cities. And a little bit of planning, just like with anything. Common sense. There's a lot to see and do. I think part of this when it comes to Route 66 is we've sold Route 66 as the quintessential small town America. And as a result, people don't think of Los Angeles as being small town America, part of Route 66. But it really is. There's some great neighborhoods. Just wonderful old neighborhoods that Route 66 goes through. And St. Louis, the Forest Park area. Joe Sonderman, and when he was on the program a few weeks ago, we were talking about the Forest Park area. Really, really interesting. You bet, Nolan. Grand Central Market. It's one of my. It's just. It's really something that's got to be experienced. It's a lot of fun. A couple other places. I've got some other questions here. This one's kind of an off the wall question. Where can I eat underground? Well, near off Route 66, near Richland, Missouri, for quite a while, there was a real interesting place called the Cave Restaurant. The only place I know right now with dining underground is Grand Canyon Caverns near Seligman. They have a small lunchroom downstairs. Carlsbad Caverns. They have a restaurant down underground. Not sure about Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. Don't remember if there was a restaurant there or not. It's kind of an off-the-wall question. It gives you an idea of the kind of questions I receive from people. The Apostle Islands. Yes, I am familiar with the Apostle Islands. And Isle Royale up there in Lake Superior. Isle Royale is one of the least visited national parks. And it's real remote, but it's well worth visiting. And the Apostle Islands near Ashland, Wisconsin, Those are also well worth seeing. A lot of people overlook northern Wisconsin, northern Minnesota, and the upper peninsula of Michigan in general. And they really, that's an interesting place. Lots of ghost towns, lots of scenery. But I got to tell you, the best time of year to do a trip up there, it's the that 1 week between mosquito and snow. That's the best time of year up there. If you get across the border from Duluth up to Thunder Bay, Ontario, that's nice. In fact, the Circle Drive around Lake Superior, that's a drive I highly recommend if you get a chance sometime. Yeah, well, yeah, fall, like I say, the Maggie, it's that you get just enough cool weather to kill off the mosquitoes, but it hasn't snowed yet. It's pretty good. I worked up in Escanaba, Michigan for a bit, and I'm glad to see that they've survived. Escanaba is kind of an interesting town, but they've got a great restaurant there called the Swedish Kitchen, and really, really good food. Nolan, you're going to have to fill me in on the speakeasy in Amarillo. That one's a new one. You see, the more you learn, the more you realize how little you know, and I'm a perfect example of that. Questions. What do I have planned for the Route 66 Centennial? Well, I can't provide a lot of details, but I'm in negotiations on a couple big projects for the Route 66 Centennial. That's the best I can tell you at this point. Best easy access ghost town. Gosh, you know, that's a difficult one. I like Crown King. Crown King, Arizona is a pretty neat ghost town. And you don't need a four-wheel drive, but you definitely need some ground clearance. A really nice drive is check on road conditions at the forestry office. But from Prescott, you can take the old Senator Highway. It's a 19th century road up through the Bradshaw Mountains to Crown King. Really, really pretty drive. And the Palace Station there is an old two-story log stage station used by the Forest Service. If you want to really make that a backroads adventure, start in Seligman on Route 66 and take the Williamson Valley Road into Prescott. The Williamson Valley Road is some of its National Old Trails Road, some of it's the old Mojave Prescott Road, connecting Fort Whipple with Fort Mojave on the Colorado River. There's a beautiful old steel truss bridge. It's really neat. Nolan, I tell you what, we definitely need to talk, young man. You really come up with some of the most fascinating places. Nolan says there's a speakeasy in a 1926 building, a bar with a secret entry. Oh, that's a good one. Let's see if I can top that one or come close, compete, shall we say. Are you familiar, Nolan, with the Monte Carlo Steakhouse on Central Avenue in Albuquerque? It's the best kept secret that everybody seems to know about in Albuquerque. Amanda Brenner took us there. On the front, it's kind of the neighborhood's a little edgy, but nothing bad. But the front is liquor store. And you walk in this liquor store, there is no sign of a restaurant. And you go past the counter, down this narrow hallway, past the storage room and a beer cooler. And you open this door, and all of a sudden, here's this just wonderful, world-class steakhouse. Monte Carlo Steakhouse. That's a pretty neat surprise. McLean, Texas. Well, okay. McLean, Texas was never officially known. It was never officially known as the Uplift Capital of Texas, but it was the unofficial title because they had a large brassiere factory. The Brassiere Factory is now the Barbed Wire Museum and the Route 66 Museum in McLean. Angela Moreland is doing a fantastic job in McLean. She's put together the Cactus Inn Motel, 1950s motel and RV park next to the Red River Steakhouse. And she's opened the really interesting tap room downtown where she's starting to have live music. It's pretty good. No offense to vegans, but I have to throw this in there. Vegetarian. I was always told that was an Indian word for poor hunter. That's, sorry, couldn't help myself. Let's see, what other questions do we have here? Well, this is interesting. No, I was not aware of this. Did you know that you can... Well, this is interesting. No, I was not aware of the restrictions down there in Supai. They've been closed for quite a few years. But Supai is open, but one of the general stores is closed, Janice Saniella. Anybody been down to Supai? Supai is an interesting place. You follow Route 66 east from Kingman up towards past Peach Springs towards the Nelson turnoff. Highway, I think it's Indian Highway 18 north, about 50 miles. The road dead ends on the edge of this canyon. In town is 8.5 miles. Rent a horse, see if the helicopter's flying, or walk. But you do have to have permits because it's a, well, it's a small village. They've got a hotel and store. And claim to fame is 3 or 4 absolutely stunning waterfalls. Tour companies who, well, if you're doing Route 66, one of the best is Gilligan's Route 66 out of New Zealand. You know, but you don't have to be from New Zealand or Australia or anything. Americans can join in for the fun. I gotta tell you, Sam Murray, he really goes above and beyond. He also does a fantastic Mississippi River tour from New Orleans all the way up into Minnesota. Real attention to detail, and I don't say that just because he puts people like me to work to speak to the groups for dinner, but he does things like stops at unique places, farm to table Native American restaurants, and he's got his own created guidebook and GPS program, rich with details and trivia. He does a first-rate job. And he also has a great self-drive tour option. It's pretty interesting. And speaking of self-drive, another company I can recommend is Route Trip USA. Now, they're based out of the UK, but their specialty is road trips, customized road trips for you, bespoke road trips, United States or Canada. And Stephen and his crew, wife and his crew, like us, they do an excellent job. They don't tell people where to go unless they've been there themselves. They test the pillows. They taste the enchiladas. They make sure everything's up to par. So those are two tour companies I can recommend confidently. Let's see here. What motel? Well, I'll tell you, if you're looking for a good old motel in western Colorado, the Palomino up in Durango, Grand Junction, Colorado, the Palomino Motel. It's a very old motel, probably 1960, surgically clean, nice, budget priced, and the people are very fascinating. They're from Poland. They've been here in the United States for about 35 years. But really, really interesting people to meet with. And there's two great restaurants. One is next door and one is a block down the street. Makes it really nice. And the hotel, the motel is on US 6, the forgotten cousin of US 66. Here's a question I ask a lot. I'm still looking for anybody. US 6 intrigues me. I have yet to find anybody that has driven US 6 from end to end. Originally, the highway went from tip of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, into Pennsylvania, and then it had several extensions. And by like 1940, the western terminus was in Long Beach, California. It was truncated in the 1960s, and now ends at Bishop, California. But I've yet to find anybody that's driven that road from end to end. I've driven parts of it, but it's always kind of interesting. Let's see. We got time for a couple more questions here. Oh, here's one that you don't see very often. Native American dishes. Well, hey, the El Rancho, Gallup, New Mexico. On their breakfast menu, they have atole, A-T-O-L-E. It's a blue cornmeal mush with agave syrup. It's real popular with the Navajo and Hopi people. I'm not sure which tribe originated it, but it is the only place, the El Rancho restaurant in the hotel, it's the only place I know of where you can get this blue cornmeal mush. And that's off the reservation. And it's a great way to start a breakfast, start a day. That's one I can recommend for you. Let's see what else I have here of interest. Well, let's see. Best way to see the Grand Canyon. Avoid the traffic. Take the train. Stay in Williams. Take the train. The traffic is horrendous. But if you have a chance, you really want to experience the Grand Canyon, try the North Rim. It's a little bit higher, but it's a little more remote, but a lot fewer visitors. But they're closed, I think, October till April or May. They're so much higher in the mountains and the snow, and they just don't keep the roads open. But if you really want to experience the Grand Canyon without the crowds, try the North Rim. Hey, I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. Hey, Rocky, thank you for your input. Nolan, I always appreciate your tips and ideas. Keith, good morning to you, my friend. Miss Maggie, it's always good to see you there. Any questions? Any thoughts, suggestions, ideas? If not, well, we'll button this thing up and follow us on Facebook. Unfortunately, we had problems with Facebook. They locked us out last year. They've never told us why. We've never been able to resolve it. So we're under James Hinckley. The Jim Hinckley's America page is just dormant, sitting there. But the website, jimhinckleysamerica.com, we will be giving that a full facelift probably later this fall, early winter. But you can find all kinds of travel tips, information, about 10 years of interesting storytelling blogs on everything from travel to automotive history. And, of course, we're on Instagram, and we do the daily post and see what we turn up there. Well, we had a show that was interesting and diverse. The only thing that could be better is if we got together and did this in person over a cup of coffee. But we'll make do with this. Well, next week, I'm waiting for confirmation from Dr. Baker, and we'll see if we can get him on the program. If you're in the neighborhood of Bloomington, Illinois, around October 20th, you might want to check out the Miles of Possibility Conference. It's the 8th annual, and they got a great slate of speakers and programs this year. In addition to Dr. Baker, yours truly, me, I will be there talking about the dawning of the Great American Road Trip. Give you a teaser. Think about this. Bicycles. Bicycles were the origins of the Great American Road Trip, the dawn of the good roads movement that gave rise to the U.S. highway system. You know, we had people like Elmer Lovejoy in Laramie, Wyoming, starting a bicycle club in 1882. And these guys were taking bicycle trips to Cheyenne, to Yellowstone, to Denver. This is 4 years before Geronimo surrendered. Pretty interesting stuff. Other guests they've got there, Evan Stern, Vanishing Postcards podcast. Evan is an amazing, amazing fella. His podcasts are extraordinary. The way he just sits down and talks to people and the fascinating people he comes up with. His podcast is Vanishing Postcards. You might want to check that out. Marion Pavel will be speaking at the Miles of Possibility Conference. Marion is out of Bratislava, Slovakia. And boy, I tell you, if that doesn't sum up the international nature of Route 66, his company, Touch Media, is the innovators behind the Route 66 navigation app and the Mother Road Route 66 Passport Program. and a couple related projects. These things are constantly being updated and improved. And for example, the point of interest file for the navigation app, that's one of my projects. I'm currently helping expand that. And adding to it and updating it. Nolan, where were the questions and comments? Where were the questions coming from? They pile up. I get emails. I get comments, questions on Facebook Messenger. I get emails. I get questions through my website, jimhinkleysamerica.com. And every once in a while, I get actual snail mail letters and people asking questions. I try to respond to them all. But I just thought I would get some of the more interesting questions out here in the air for people to talk about, think about, and share some of the things that people are interested in. It's interesting to see that the road trip is alive and well. Going back to the Miles of Possibility conference, Mari and Pavel, you know, if you're worried about traveling Route 66, because the highway officially, technically, does not exist, Two things I recommend. Route 66 navigation app. The cost is minimal. It's Route66navigation.com and the Easy 66 guide by Jerry McClanahan. Yeah, Geneva is big on snail mail. I do get a letter from her every once in a while. Geneva is a fascinating lady that Maggie introduced me to up in Michigan. She's in her mid-90s at this point. And I'm kind of a fan of snail mail and certain things. And Jim Livingston is kind of interesting what he's been doing. He's been collecting old ink pens and getting back into snail mail writing. And I wasn't even sure people did that anymore. Hey, my friends, I sure appreciate you joining me this morning, every Sunday morning. And I hope you found this interesting, a little stimulating. And next week, I promise you won't have to listen to just me beat my gums. We'll get somebody else on here and we'll see, we'll let them beat their gums a little bit. And meantime, let's get some music from Joel, Woody, and the road crew. And if you have a question, well, let's hear it. And we'll see if we can get that answered for you. And like I say, as far as questions, you can always send them to me through Facebook Messenger, email, the website.
Say hello to a new friend.
Nolan, don't know if our paths are going to cross in October, but you're always good to see.
Take a two-lane.
Keith, we're overdue a visit.
Into mysteries unknown.
Rocky, we need to talk a little bit more about
come
your
adventures. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Ah, someone's being a little bashful here, but they texted me. Reminder, if you're in Kingman, Arizona, the evening of October 12th at the Sportsman Saloon, downtown Kingman, this is a great time capsule. It opened in 1906 as the Palace Saloon. October 12th, the Czechoslovakian hard rock band Doga is going to be performing live. Zenik Jurisic of the Czech Route 66 Association, who organizes tours and is a event organizer, he is hosting the band on a tour down Route 66. As part being filmed as part of a documentary, the band is giving free concerts at historic roadhouses. October 12th, they will be here in Kingman, Arizona. Check them out on YouTube, Doga, D-O-G-A, and take a look at their rendition of the song Route 66. Definitely a different version. Hey, one more note, speaking of the song Route 66. I don't know if this was a high point or a low point, but you just haven't lived until you get to hear Route 66, the song, performed by a drunk polka band in Poland. There's something to think about. Mi amigos, take care. We'll do this again next week. Adios, mi amigos.